Hello and welcome to Landward, readings of place and season, with this special edition from the Landward Poetry Project, inviting poems from all over Wisconsin. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll be reading a poem by Macy Washow from Lac des Flambeaux, Wisconsin. Macy considers the names we give to a place over time in her poem, Names That Shape Us. Here is the poem, Names That Shape Us, from Pokegama Lake. From our bridge, we search murky waters for Big Mac. A snake slides silently into the nameless lagoon. There he is, the grandkids shout. Head emerging, algae-covered carapace and bony-plated tail visible, he watches us. Named when our children were small, he became family lore after hooking a fish line, spooking the painter staining the bridge, and playing dead on shore one warm May morning. Of course, this could be Mac Jr. or Maxine, but we prefer to keep the name we chose years ago, until recently rechristened neighboring Amber Lake. Perhaps summer residents didn't know. Perhaps to those who first named it, squaw meant woman, nothing more. But words, like water, shape their containers, and to those to whom it mattered, the meaning demeaned. The shore of Big Mac's lagoon is shifting, opening up. Someday he may need to seek a new home where he will exist, just another snapper, oblivious to legend. But those on Amber Lake, the ones demeaned, how long will it take them to forget? You have been listening to a poem by Macy Washow from Lac des Flambeaux, Wisconsin, Names That Shape Us. This poetry is brought to you from the Landward Poetry Project with the support of Community Radio WDRT and the Wisconsin Fellowship of Poets, celebrating reading, writing, and fostering poetry. More information at wfop.org. Many thanks to volunteer and poet Isaiah Yanish for his help in producing this program. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening. You can find more of my work at catherineyoungwriter.com. Podcasts of this recording will be available at wdrt.org.